folks, welcome to Custom Action Figure News with myself, Chad, better known as Lucas Clones, and my special guest, Sean, better known as Tamer from ImperialShipyards.net. We hope that you enjoy our show. Let's get it started. Alrighty, folks, welcome back to yet again another episode of Custom Action Figure News. This is Lucas Clones. And with me always, of course, is Tamer. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Hello, everyone.
Hello. And
hey, guys.
Hi.
Tonight we have
Are you guys getting an echo?
No, I'm not getting an echo. No?
Well,
that introduces our very special guests tonight. We actually have two guests tonight. And that is Darth Daddy, also known as Brian, and his son Elias. And how are you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Doing well.
All right, very cool. So obviously, we asked you guys to interview about customizing, and before we get to that, though, I want to see, because we usually try to start the show off with any announcements from Imperial Shipyard, so I'm going to ask Sean if he has any announcements from Imperial Shipyards that he wants to do. He could do that right away and get that out of the way.
Oh, that sounds good. I actually have one, thanks to Darth Daddy and Elias, and that is we are currently trying to help out a site called Action Figure Empire raise some either shipping funds or get some Star Wars toys for another little fella named Eli, no relation to Elias, by the way, who is dealing with some rather severe stuff for a young man, and we have a full thread up on it. You can be sure to look at it. It's actually in the Custom Figures threads at Imperial Shipyards. You can also find it on Darth Daddy's website, customsforthekid.blogspot.com. Darth Daddy, did I get that blog right?
Yep, it's customs plural and then kid singular.
And we also have Action Figure Empire, and Darth Daddy, you might want to talk about that for a little bit, if you don't mind, about how you were made aware of that, and what we can do, and,
Yeah?
Oh, sure. Essentially, I have a bunch of blogs that we go to normally, that are in our on the side of our webpage, and I started following Action Figure News, I guess, a while back, and anytime someone ends up posting an update to their blog, I get a notification. I ended up just seeing it one day, and I ended up talking with Action Figure Empire and asked if it was possible, if it's for us to go and post it on our blog as well. And then I kind of just covered all the forums where we post. Anytime I update anything to the blog, I also update the forums as well to know that there's a change on the blog, and it kind of took off like wildfire, which was I was really happy to see.
Well, I would really like to thank you for making us aware of that, Brian and Elias, and I really would also like to thank the shipyarders for all of their donations already. And just on a whim, I was clearing out some Star Wars stuff. I came across an R2-KT figure. Most of us who are familiar with Star Wars are familiar with that story about that young lady, too. And I said, well, why don't I auction this off for Eli? And it is already close to being $50 on eBay. And I want to thank all of those. I can see most of the bidders were shipyarders, but some other folks, too. So let's get Eli some toys, and hey, let's take the load off.
Yep. And Sean, he did get a whole bunch of toys just a couple of days ago. You had a great photo that you posted up there on the front page.
Yeah, yeah. And his mom actually sent me a very nice message the other day, actually on eBay, the eBay auction. She sent me a message thanking me. And it's really nice to know that our Star Wars, you know, customizing and collecting hobby has such good people attached to it. I was just, you know, really proud of the shipyarders and really proud of the support that they're, you know, giving that young man who's facing some, some pretty severe stuff.
Yep, yep.
So that's one announcement.
Yes, yes. And just one more thing before we get off of that, I did want to say that the
They also have a Facebook page that if you're on Facebook, which many I know many shipyarders are, there's a Facebook page for Eli, and it's called The Force is Strong with Him. And if you go on Facebook and you search for it, you can like that page, and you can get a feed to all the information about what's being donated and what's going on with Eli that way, too. So I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware that there was a Facebook page, too.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, before I forget, you know, so as to get the most amount of money possible to Eli and his family and Action Figure Empire, we've decided to run a few other auctions actually outside of eBay, and there is a charity auction thread in the Shipyards forums with some pretty nice stuff that you can bid on. Of course, all the proceeds will go to Eli and you know, Action Figure Empire to help sway. that guy has some huge shipping costs now. What a great problem to have.
Yeah, definitely. Alrighty, so, and I know you probably had another announcement from Imperial Shipyards that you wanted to make, Sean, so go ahead on with that if you want to.
Well, thank you for letting me hog a little bit of the time, guys. I promise I'll try to make this one short. Maybe I'll also get Darth Daddy to help me with this one, too. We are currently holding a Imperial Shipyards mini rig contest, and there's just some fabulous entries in there. And if, you know, all you have to do to find where you vote, if you hit the front page of Imperial Shipyards, and at the very, it's towards the top right, there's a button, Custom Action Figure News Podcast is on top, but then right below that is one on contests. If you hit that, that'll bring up the forums, and you'll see the mini rig vote, and you can go in there and see the entries, and Darth Daddy actually has one, and of course, Chad, you have one there too. That's pretty cool. And definitely, probably, I'm still clueless about how I want to vote. There's just so many great entries in there. But, you know, if you can get on in there, and one thing I will say, you have to be an Imperial Shipyards forum member to vote, but of course all you have to do is hit register if you're not, and it's free of charge, and we'd love to have you and have your vote, and you can pick the one you want to win. And there is a great prize. It's a custom ARC 170 that's actually from Hangar Bay 94's X-Wing Alliance webcomic that, if you know anything about that webcomic or Hangar Bay 94, you know that's going to be an awesome prize. So I wanted to thank him for that, too. And I promise I'll be quiet for a little bit, and we need to talk Darth Daddy and Elias.
Yes, yes. All righty. So we're going to go ahead and jump right in. We have a list of questions here, Darth Daddy and Elias, that we're going to ask you. So if you're ready, we'll go ahead and get started. Yep.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Fine. So
the first question that we kind of start everybody out with is, how did you get into customizing action figures?
Well, it was all because of me. Well, my dad wasn't really sure about making customs, but then he really didn't believe in himself to start a blog and make customs. But I made him think he could believe it, and he actually did make his first custom, and then we kind of started thinking about making a blog.
Yeah, I didn't. I remember, I think we bought maybe two or three custom action figures by a customizer named Jack of Trades, and he pretty much every Sunday night he ends up posting new action figures from his eBay page, and I think we got about three of them. We got them in the mail, and then Elias, you know, basically asked me if I could start making some custom action figures, and I was like, man, I don't know if I could do that. I was like, I don't think I have the skills, you know. And basically he said, Dad, he's like, I believe in you, just start, and I know you'll finish. And I kind of wanted to set a good example. I'm like, all right, well, I can't not do it now, because if I ever ask him to do something, I could just, like, you know, flip it back and just say, just start, and I know you'll finish. And I picked two characters that Elias started drawing for, like, over a year. And I decided those would probably be the best ones to do since they were his creation. So I made Vixie and another character called Rebecca. And Vixie probably didn't come out all that great. Rebecca came out, you know, in a way that I was happy with it. I ended up going back and redoing Vixie recently. But yeah, after I made those two, he saw that Jack of Trades had a blog and he wanted to start one too. And I didn't really realize at the time what a big commitment it would be. And to be honest with you, I probably never thought that it would even end up with a following. I would have been surprised if we had like 15 people a month. But now we're at the point where just this past month we ended up having 5,000 viewers for the month. And, you know, I think you get to check, they have like a statistics area of the blog. And I've been keeping track of every country that have been visiting, and we're up to about 70 different countries now that come and tune into the blog on a pretty regular basis.
All right, that's really, really cool. So you basically, Darth Daddy, you're saying you guys went viral, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Star Wars, it's like phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's worldwide. It's not that hard.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people love Star Wars.
What? Yeah, plus the kid in my class wants to see the new Phantom Menace in 3D.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I think we're all probably going to go and see that one.
Yeah.
I know I'm going.
I just had my first question asked from our listening audience. Isn't that something?
Very nice.
I have a question for Darth Daddy that says, I'm thinking of my own blog spot. What advice would you give someone totally new to Blogspot?
I guess layout, I guess, would be important. I think maybe the best thing, maybe even more important than layout, what I try to do is try to set a level of expectations between our audience and what we're doing. And what I've been trying to do since we started is every week I try to put up a new custom action figure that we create here in the house. And I've also lately been trying to feature a video that basically is a slideshow set to music, showcasing another customizing artist. And I try to make it so our viewing audience can have access to other places they could see the customizer's work, or even possibly have the opportunity to get in touch with that customizer if they want to try and get access to maybe request a commission or, you know, anything else that they may offer.
Yeah,
so I guess
talk about
just follow through on expectations. Yeah, try to establish, you know, something where people at least come on a weekly basis, because if you go too long, I think, without doing a post, people will forget about you. So you have to kind of stay fresh in everybody's mind.
Yeah, I think you're right, definitely. And Sean had a question in there. I think you missed it. He said, did you want to talk about the videos that you do? And actually, that was a question that I had. One of the questions that I had for you was, how did you come up with the idea? And you kind of already answered it, but you can go into a little bit more detail. How did you come up with the idea to make the videos showcasing other customizers? Because usually customizers just try to showcase their own work, but you kind of, you know, feature others, like a, you know, greatest hits of all the customizers that are out there.
A lot of it was, I ended up really, once I started doing the customizing with Elias, and I started seeing what was out there, I was like, wow, this stuff is really cool. And, you know, I think a lot of blogs just tackle all different topics. And since I really started to appreciate the whole art of customizing, I really wanted to maybe create like a mini visual museum where people can go and just see all the different types of custom art that's out there and all the great artists that are out there. And, you know, I could have just put links to the forums, but sometimes it's, you know, there may only be like one custom per page or two customs per page, and you kind of have to dig through everybody's comments. And I kind of realized that we're in an instant gratification society where everybody wants everything right there, right away. And I figured that the videos would probably be a really good idea to kind of put everybody's work in one location where you can kind of go through all their stuff all in one shot. And I started doing the videos using the format that they had available in Blogspot, and then there was a customizer that goes under Mercury Art Studios, and he had suggested using Animoto, and it really made a huge difference. The quality of the videos was much better, and I think everybody's been really happy with the way the videos have come out, and a lot of that, I would have to say, is definitely owed to Mercury Art Studios just for giving that suggestion out.
Yes, and while we're talking about that, I want to thank you for my video because it was awesome, and I really am thankful that you did that. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Not a problem at all.
All right.
No, it feels really good when the customizers are happy with the way things come out.
Oh, yeah, I was very honored, very honored.
Cool.
So, Sean, we kind of batted questions back and forth last time with Wraith9. Do you want to do it that way this time? Do you want to take the next question?
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. I thought that worked out kind of cool that we batted them back and forth. So go ahead.
Hey, we're getting better, Chad.
I think so.
back to the videos, Brian, if you don't mind. How long would you say it takes you to put one of those together?
It could be time-consuming just because, some of the customizers have a large body of work. I remember when I did Clonehead, he probably had 3 different threads that had all his customs. So
60-plus pages, right?
Yeah, it probably took me like 5 or 6 hours to get everything kind of set up in a folder, and then I had to upload it to the Animoto interface, and then after that, you have to... It depends on how people label their pictures. Sometimes things may end up where you have the same custom action figure in a couple different angles, but the way the photos may have been labeled, they may kind of show up in all different places, so you have to just organize it so everything's grouped properly, so it all follows through in proper sequence. So, I've had some that maybe only took me a half hour to put together, and I've had others that have taken me several hours just to make one.
Wow. Would you be willing to, continue to make videos for customizers?
Oh, definitely. My goal is to do a new one every week. I'm actually hoping that some people reach out and contact me because I know this past week of work was so busy, and I got one at the last minute in. But generally, if I, it gets to the point where I'm starting to worry that I may not have anyone to volunteer, then I may search out and try to find somebody to cover for that week, and that's what I've been doing so far. I already need somebody for this week. I haven't even been able to reach out yet. I was hoping maybe tomorrow night or Saturday I could send a couple feelers out.
I think you just did, Brian.
I was gonna say, here's your chance. Put your feelers out there. Let them know where they can get a hold of you, Brian.
Oh, you can reach me at customsforthekid@gmail.com.
There you go.
And customs is plural, kid is singular.
Well, that is just an awesome service, and I would like to personally thank you for doing that for the folks I'm associated with. And I don't know that I've seen a single video that I didn't think was just spectacular.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, I agree.
The customizers are good.
All
I do is put them in order. They really do all the work.
And I really like that video that's on the very bottom of your blog that has most of... is that all of your work, Brian?
It's mine and Eli's. It's the two of ours. It's both of ours.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right, Chad, back to you.
All right, thank you, Tamer. The next question, and I kind of wrote this one as... I'm always curious about this whenever I go on Imperial Shipyards and I see all of these different customizers, and then you see new people all the time kind of showing up on there. And I always wonder, how did you find out about Imperial Shipyards? How did you find out and discover the website?
Luke Spirewalker. I think when I first started, I started posting on Yakface, and Luke Spirewalker was also posting on there, and he had suggested Imperial Shipyards, and then I started posting over there as well. And I really like the culture of Imperial Shipyards. Like, I've talked to Sean about it before when we were talking about putting this show together for tonight, but I really like the culture, and I like the way everybody is always giving encouragement and advice, and it's just a really warm environment that you don't see in all the forums, and it's just a really nice culture there. And for the as far as the customizing community goes.
Yes, well, we've talked about that a couple of times, and I think that's one of the things that makes me enjoy the posting on the website so much, is that the how supportive and welcoming and warm the culture is on Imperial Shipyards.
That makes me feel good, guys. I like to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's a great place.
All right, Sean, your turn.
All right. Well, let's get back to Elias. I want to hear about that custom frog squid-looking figure that you made. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Oh, frog octopus. That I was kind of doing this custom. I really wanted to make a custom like a kitbash, but it's really a hard thing to go through, and it's really hard for me to find bodies for my kitbashes and heads, like my weak way female. But that's, I just thought of, we had a lot of Boba Fett, so I took one of my Boba Fett jetpacks and a frog octopus. So I wanted to really, since that cute little squid-looking thing was so cute, I really wanted to want Jabba to eat it, so I put a jetpack on it so it could easily escape from Jabba. And so then I kind of added, then I gave her a hood, and I kept, switching back to hood. It just feels so good switching around what she's going to be wearing for her flights and when she's on the ground.
Well, I think it's just an awesome custom, Elias, and I'm glad you shared that with us.
Oh, I have a question for you, Elias. I'm curious, what got you, if you can remember, what got you into Star Wars? What got you liking it?
Well, once when I was 3, my dad wanted to show me a new movie called Star Wars, and I was like, what's the heck is Star Wars? And then he showed me the first movie, and in two days, we saw, one day we saw 3 episodes, breakfast, 1 episode, breakfast, lunch. I'm so confused. It's breakfast, movie, lunch, movie, and dinner, movie. And then the next day, I do the same thing and then I see all the 6 episodes in 2 days. And then I really got interested in Star Wars, and then one day Santa came along with Star Wars toys, and then I started collecting them. And I also play with them. It's really fun.
Well, Elias, that sounds really familiar to me. I don't know where I've heard that before. But boy, that sure does sound familiar to me. Especially the part about Santa coming and bringing Star Wars with him. Yeah. Alrighty, Sean, back to you, bud.
I'm just a hook, line, and sinker, Brian. Hook, line, and sinker. That's just a great message. Get your kids involved, folks. I mean, that's a
great first note there.
I'm just thinking out loud here. Our hobby is, dominated by, folks pretty much our age, but, it's, kids like Elias that give me hope that our hobby is in good, safe hands, and that it'll continue to roll on long after, the old tamer's pushing up daisies, so to speak. Okay, before, and I'm sorry, I'm all over the place, but Brian, I have got to talk about that sculpting that you are starting to do on your figures, and I've kind of got a two-part question. I'd like you to talk about, maybe a couple of the customs that you've used that on, especially that rat-looking Jawa. And then, if you could talk a little bit about that particular product and where our listeners might be able to pick that up.
Sure, yeah. I ended up, I think I was recommended the Aves Studio products all by reading the blog of Sithfire 30, which pretty much every customizer, I think, at some point or another has heard of them and, or, you know, hope to be as good as Sithfire one day. And, yeah, I was basically just reading his blog, and he had recommended the product. And it just has, like, I mean, I've only been customizing since, I think, August. And,
oh, wow,
you know, when you see all the stuff that's out there, and because I make these videos and everything, I see what, you know, people are capable of doing. And, I, you know, you have that desire, like, oh, I would love to be able to do that, or, you know, I'd really like to try that one day. And I've just been incrementally just, you know, trying to push myself. To try and explore new areas of customizing that I haven't tried yet. And sculpting was something that, you know, really interested me. And I didn't know how it was going to go or if it was going to go well. But, you know, lately I've tried some new action figures and, you know, using that product. And I've been really happy with the results so far. And you could order the epoxy sculpts at www.avesstudio, so that's AVESSTUDIO.com. And I think it's listed under a two-part, I think it's in the two-part, yeah, it's in the two-part section. So they'll have, I guess, two-part, I don't know if they call it two-part paste. I have a link on our blog. Any one of the sculpted action figures that I've made, I always put the link on where to buy the product right in that actual post. So people could actually go to the blog and grab any one of the sculpted figures that I've done, and there's a link right in the blog to get to the product.
Well, that's good. Maybe I could pull your leg and maybe get you to put that sculpting website and link maybe in the resources and reference section.
That'd oh yeah, definitely. Thank yeah, you. I would love That's to do great. That. No problem.
Very cool. Very and, cool. Well,
yeah.
Go ahead, bud.
Oh, I was just gonna. Did you want me to talk about the Jawa or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that picture online one day, and I was like, "Oh, that's what they look like." And I know, you know, I never saw anyone try to tackle that project, and I figured that would be a fun one to start. And it was actually pretty hard. I think it took me 5 hours just to make that little face, but I didn't really have sculpting tools at the time or any of the tools that I'm starting to accumulate now. At the time, I just did it with a thumbtack.
Wow, you did that with a thumbtack.
With a thumbtack, yeah.
Oh my goodness. And folks, I know that you know, you're probably trying to visualize right now, you're listening to us, you know, it's an audio cast, but he literally somehow formed a face over a you know, I think it was a Power Force 2 Jawa figure, Brian?
Yeah, it was the one that had the glowing eyes, because they had that I guess light sensitive window at the top, so if the light shined down, it would make the eyes glow, and I figured that would be a good one. That way you could maintain the glowing eyes. It would give it a more dramatic effect.
Well, I know one thing. It sure... I'm still trying to get over the fact that you're telling us you did that with a thumbtack.
Yeah, one of those push pins, like the little plastic push pins.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that, yeah. Brian. But that's just amazing. And we've talked before, and you've had no formal art training or sculpting training, correct?
No, yeah. I think I did a sculpt with Elias's mom. We made a couple, like, old men made out of clay way before Elias was born. It was probably, I think the last time I did a sculpt was, I guess that was probably like 1999. I don't know. Yeah, we just made something out of Play-Doh or some kind of clay that she had. And that's probably the only sculpting I ever did.
Hmm. And you've since done, I know you've done that Wookiee. That Wookiee was really cool. And have you done one more?
Parts of the Vader clone.
Yeah, the Vader
the
clone.
This one.
He was it Delilah Blue?
Yeah, I just did that one the other night.
I keep meaning to get that one on the front page. All right. Well, that's... And folks, just you heard Brian talk about it, the fact that he never really thought about it, but he just kind of jumped into it. And Brian, would you say that epoxy sculpt is a pretty easy stuff to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, most of the Wookiee, Delia Blue, I mean, a lot of that was just rolling the clay into like baby snakes and attaching it, and then kind of positioning it the way you want it to position when it's going to harden. And then I just took an X-Acto blade and just, you know, drew the lines in for the hair in the areas where I want to do that. And I think the trick is just don't use a lot of the epoxy sculpt, just add a little bit at a time and slowly build it up, and it works out pretty well.
And that's air dry? That stuff is air dry? You don't have to bake it or anything?
No. After 4 hours, it dries on its own. After 24 hours, it's really firm. And then you can paint it, you can polish it, sand it, grind it, shape it, sculpt it further if you want to. But yeah, it's really easy to work with.
And what about how it sticks to the figure? Does it stick on there pretty well, or do you...
Very well, yeah. And you can even paint it on as well with a paintbrush.
Oh, wow.
Or like to smooth the surface of it.
Oh, that's really cool. I might have to get me some of that.
I even used it on my mini rig to make the grill and the seating and the controls and the around the small window piece. That's all created out of the epoxy sculpt as well.
Oh, well, you brought me into a subject that I definitely wanted to talk about before we left this interview, and that is that just really Star Wars punk rock looking speeder bike with just the green haired customs. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you got the idea to make that?
I guess the day that the contest was announced, I ended up dropping Elias to school, and I think I stopped by Target and I saw an Operation Rex. I think it was some type of motorcycle. And
that's what there is, okay.
Yeah, and then I was like, all right, you know, this might be a good base. And I grabbed that, and pretty much everything else was either sculpted materials or things I grabbed from the fodder. And it was kind of, you do a little bit at a time. At first, I didn't have the that long nose with the long axles.
Right.
I just had the guns mounted on the side, and I had the grill on the front. But do you remember the old Shadows of the Empire? They had those bikes that...
Swoop bikes.
Swoop bikes.
Yeah, the swoop bikes. I just remembered how they had those axles and the nose in the front with a swoop bike. And I had a couple pieces where I felt like, you know, maybe I could make it so I actually have that swoop bike look to it, because I kind of wanted to make a pirate swoop bike. And yeah, I just grabbed whatever I could to try and make it happen, and it ended up coming out. I was really happy with it. I liked the way it came out.
Well, you know, Brian, when I saw that, I immediately thought, and I don't know how familiar you are with G.I. Joe, but I'm a longtime G.I. Joe fan, as I've mentioned many times. And that thing, as soon as I saw it, reminded me of a group from G.I. Joe called the Dreadnoughts, and they're actually like...
I still have all my originals.
Do you have Zanzibar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. With the old pirate skiff.
Yeah, that's immediately what I thought. I was like, gosh, that's like Star Wars Dreadnoughts right there.
Yeah. I love... out of all the G.I. Joes, the only ones I saved were my Dreadnoughts and a couple of ninjas, but I loved the Dreadnoughts when I was a kid.
Yeah, I got a vintage...
They were my favorite toys.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite toys. I love that Zanzibar, but I love the Thunder Machine. That's
the one thing I never got. And as a grown up now, I'm like, I wish I had that Thunder Machine.
Yeah, I had it, I hung on to that thing for so long. And Sean, I'll tell you what the Thunder Machine is. What it is that there's a group in G.I. Joe that they work for the bad guys, the Cobras. And they're basically like a mercenary biker gang. Kind of like there was a biker gang that based out of Daytona. And Larry Hama, the guy who wrote the G.I. Joe comic books, based the Dreadnoughts off of them. And they're mercenaries and they're bikers and they're all really crazy. Well, one of the Dreadnoughts was this guy named Thrasher, and he was kind of like a mechanical genius, and he had dropped out of like Harvard or some Ivy League school like that.
Yeah, he was well-to-do, wasn't he? He came from a really well-to-do family or something.
Yeah, he was like his file card said something like he was a spoiled brat and was born with a silver spoon in his mouth or something like that. But anyhow, he dropped out of Ivy League school and left that life to go be part of the Dreadnoughts, and he built this thing called the Thunder Machine. And what it was like a tank slash car that he used by kind of salvaging things from a junkyard. And it had a jet engine on the back, and it had a twin Gatling guns on the front and a grill, and it had a police sirens on the top, and it was fully armored, and it had like an old Trans Am front end on it, and it was just so cool. It was just a neat toy to have, and I had mine for a long time. I played with it so much that it got pretty badly broken, but I had to go in a couple, you know, in the last 2 years, I had to go and pick myself up an old vintage version. I actually have it in the next room.
Nice. Yeah, I always wanted that as a kid because I had every Dreadnought toy except for that. Oh, and they had, I think, a Dreadnought motorcycle too that I didn't have.
Yeah, it was called the Renegade bike or something like that, but it was like a big tricycle with a machine gun turret on top, and that was a cool one too. I wish I had that one, but I'm happy just to have the Thunder Machine.
Yeah, I ended up having to customize, like when I was a kid, I guess I started customizing when I was a kid, because I had an old, do you remember the Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh yes.
I had an old Dukes of Hazzard car, and I ended up making that my Dreadnought mobile.
There you go, yeah, that works.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah, that would work, but, Sean, I'm going to let you take the next question if you'd like.
Yeah. I'd like to ask Brian and Elias a question kind of together, and I guess the first thing I'd like to, well, not the first thing, but I'd like to know if you two have ever worked together on a custom, or if maybe all of Darth Daddy, if your customs are, you know, from Elias's inspiration, or how does that work with you two?
Yeah, he does. Actually, a lot of this customs that I make start off as kit batches that Elias does. He'll grab the parts, and basically all I do is assemble them, and then I'll give him a custom paint job. But a large amount of the customs that I've done, like I remember one of the first ones that started getting front page was one of the Athorian smuggler that I made, and that one was totally made by Elias, and all I had to do was paint it. Yeah, we have a lot of those actually now that are, like, you know, I guess coming. I think our Bith Smuggler, too. Didn't you do that one?
No, that was all you. Yeah, that was all you, Darth Daddy, did I say, maybe?
Okay, that was my next question. Elias, do you call him Dad or Darth Daddy? What do you call him?
Sometimes Dad, if I wanted to entertain him on a podcast, like right now, I would say Darth Daddy.
Oh, wow. Great fun.
That's funny.
Speaking of having fun, have you ever went on to my Star Wars drawings? You've seen my...
Yeah, I actually have seen a few of those.
Yeah, pretty good artwork, huh? I almost draw like every day.
Oh, wow.
I have to get some of those on the front page, Elias.
Oh, there you go. I gotta go check those out myself, Elias. Because when I'm not making
my earbud popped out.
Oh, that's all right. When I'm not customizing Star Wars figures, I'm also an artist, so that warms my heart to know that you draw every day. I like hearing that.
Good.
So, and I have a question for you, Elias, just out of curiosity. What is your favorite Star Wars character, if you can pick one?
Do you want it to be one of my customs or someone that's real?
Just like when you think of Star Wars, who do you think of as like your favorite character? It could be one of your customs or it could be a regular character, whatever you want.
Really? I usually think that Shaak Ti is really mine.
Oh, that's an interesting choice. Why Shaak Ti?
Same with the female thing. I usually like females the most.
Yeah, usually you hear Elias say, yeah, Shaak Ti's hot.
Oh my goodness.
Aayla Secura is hot. I'm like, oh yeah?
Hey then.
Yeah. Same with Ahsoka in her new outfit for season 3.
And, you know, folks, just a small aside. It's hard to believe, but And I hope you, Brian, do you mind if I share his age?
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Okay. He is only 7 years old, folks, and he is already knee-deep, as you can see, in the Star Wars and Star Wars customizing. So, you know, the message to be learned here is, you know, get your kids involved. You heard, you know, Elias watched Star Wars when he was 3 years old. He loved it. Somebody was smart as far as Santa Claus that year, getting someone the right type of presents, and it's just a win-win. And it just sounds to me like you know, Brian and Elias just spend just some really fun time, you know, not just time, but some really fun time customizing and talking Star Wars, even you know, comparing the female alien Star Wars species. But
that's what we call quality time. That's what we used to call quality time, right, Sean?
Speaking of aliens, my dad likes doing aliens, but not only female.
There you go.
He likes to make the female customs. I like to do aliens.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, I have another Star Wars type question for Elias. Elias, what's your favorite vehicle?
Oh, I heard your message. It said, "Please say Adept," and I would really say it really would be the Adept. It was really, yeah, I really like the Adept. Pretty good, like the new one, like how it has like all this detail and it has like this back compartment, with, like the seats. And the cockpit can even, like, fit six people. And how, like, they made the neck rubber. And, like, how they have, like, almost three floors in the body.
Wow.
And, like, the opening compartment on the bottom. You know how, like, it opens on the bottom?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Elias, I can assure you, Sean is very familiar with the AT-AT.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's say I'll buy him a million AT-ATs.
With what money?
Oh, that's great. All right, I think I've taken this off track long enough, Chad. Get us back.
All righty. Well, we kind of already answered a few of the questions in that getting off track, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I was going to ask, how do you get ideas for customs, and kind of already... you know, answered that question. So the next one, and we kind of already, the next question after that was, what are your favorite characters to customize? And we know Elias likes to do females, and Darth Daddy likes to do aliens. So,
yes, yeah, that would be my Keldor Jedi. I really wanted to, like, do a cool kit bash, so I just kind of pushed her in, and I know some kids sent some messages and said I really got him into customizing, and I really feel proud of myself. Besides, today I got a Stormhawk's vehicle, so I could make her my own speeder, my Keldor Jedi. Now I'm going to make her a speeder.
Oh, way to go.
Oh, wow.
I have a Stormhawk's custom.
Yeah, I want to say one of our shipyarders by the name of Luke Sprywalker used a Stormhawk bike to just make an awesome Mando speeder.
Yeah, you know that? Yeah, that's the one I'm using, the one that he used to make his speeder bike. That's the one that I have.
Cool deal. All
right.
Yeah, but mine's blue. Mine turned out to be like a blue and silver.
That's why.
Hey, I didn't even paint it yet. It just came in the mail like that.
No, I'm saying Luke Skywalker painted his suit.
Oh,
that's why his is not blue. Although he used a different one. He used the one that was red.
Yeah, I got a blue one.
Well, I look forward to seeing what you do with that.
Yeah, me too.
Me as well, yeah.
Pretty soon I'm going to be painting on it. It's going to be a nice blobbed up painting, but not all blobby and messy, but it's going to be blobbed up with a nice paint job.
So, you know, Brian, you know, kind of getting back to, you know, getting the family involved, what advice would you give someone like me? Now, I have a daughter, she's four, but what advice would you give a parent who's trying to get their child, you know, into Star Wars and customizing in general?
I'd probably say start with the kit bashes. because I know, like a problem we had, like just with the painting, if they don't get the results that they're seeing everybody else come up with, it could be discouraging. Mm-hmm. But if you start with the kit bashing, it might go smoother because it's already painted. It's just picking a right combination of parts, and that's really a good foundation, I think, before you start, you know, manipulating things in any other way. Because then they have a finished product that they could be really happy with and they could play with right away. And sometimes with the painting, I mean, I think that's, even like for myself, I'm still learning how to paint properly. And, you know, I try to just get whatever I can just by seeing what other people are doing. But I think that's probably the biggest hurdle. And it could be maybe just something that may turn them off if they're not coming up with like a finished product that they're totally blown away by. And then, you know, they might think, oh, I'm not good enough to do it. Or, but if you do the kit bashes and they just see, you know, a lot of great finished products, like, you know, I really like the last, that Week Way female that Elias just did, like maybe last week, I was like, man, mm-hmm. I wish I made that.
Yeah. I did it like just the day after Brad came over and we played with it. Like just the day after we made it, it was so fun. And Brad kind of did like stories. He doesn't really know Star Wars, but
I don't know who Brad is.
Well, Brad's one of my dad's friends, and he doesn't really know Star Wars, but he likes playing like less serious than it really is. And he made up a bit of a story for her that kind of wasn't true, how I made her up.
Very cool.
Like saying she was a dancer even though she's like a smuggler.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
I must say that I was glad to see a helmet was included with that particular custom.
Oh yeah, I like the helmet too.
Yeah, it was my idea. Yeah, I made it out of a Lisa Sterling body with a skiff guard Week Way head, and since the head didn't fit, we switched the pegs for the head. We cut one off, and then we crazy glued the skiff guard guy's head onto the Lisa Sterling body, and we all actually really did a great success with that custom.
Well, I think so too.
Very cool. Well, the next question that I had, it's kind of taking us a little bit away from customs, but we always, me and Sean kind of like to ask this question to see where everybody stands. But Brian and Elias, you can both answer this question one at a time. Would you say you prefer the original trilogy Star Wars movies or the prequel Star Wars movies, or is it all good? What would you say about that?
I actually forget what the original was and the prequel. Was the prequel the first three episodes?
The prequels are the first three, yes.
So I would really say prequel, because the Jedi are in it. Like, I really like the Jedi. They're like my favorite characters. Too bad in Order 66 they were all hunted down. I like to say that.
And how about you, Brian?
It was all Mace Windu's fault. He's the one who was trying to kill the Emperor, and whoever tries to kill the Emperor, he sets out the Order 66. It was all Mace Windu's fault.
There's a fresh perspective for you there, Sean.
yeah, we are definitely going to have to get him back on a future episode to just talk about that particular plot line in Order 66, and is a unique perspective. I have not thought about that before, but Elias, it makes a lot of sense to me now.
Yeah, so, it was really sad.
Yes, I agree.
That was just pretend. Don't hurt me, I wasn't crying.
So, Brian, you know, back to Chad's original question, if you had to pick between the OT or the prequels, you know, what choice would you make?
I like them both. I like the special effects that they had in the prequels. But I like the core characters that we had in the original trilogy, like the Han Solo, Chewbacca. I mean, I'm not a really big fan of Luke, although I saw a really good top 10 reasons why Luke is cool. There's a really good post, I think, on flyguy.net. But, I mean,
that's Chad's guy.
Both of them, you know, I think both movies, like, you know, both the original trilogy and the prequels have their I would say, their weaknesses or, but I think, well, I like them both. I have to say, I enjoy both. Originally, the prequels, like the first one, it was kind of weird because, you know, I was trying to explain to Elias when we were kids, Darth Vader was like this really scary character.
I remember that.
And he was like this, you know, he was somebody to really be feared, and it was really strange to see him, like, you know, as a little kid racing pod races. It just gives you a different perspective, I think, with the kids that start off with the prequels and then, you know, build their way up to Darth Vader. You know, Darth Vader isn't really a scary, menacing guy. He's this little kid that they grew up with and they thought was really cool because he won the pod race. And,
it just went bad.
We just had a very different Star Wars experience because of the order in which we watch things.
Yeah, you kind of think that ruins the original trilogy because it shows in the prequels that he's actually just a little boy. He does actually go Sith, so then he kind of turns fierce. So, I hope my next question is mine. I want to be on the podcast more.
He's a ham.
We kind of noticed
natural,
that.
That's for sure.
I'm not a ham. Because I'm not food. I'm not ham.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
okay, Chad, where do we go now?
Well, the next question that I had in my notebook here was, what are some customizers you look to for inspiration? And I know that since you both kind of, you work together, you probably both look to some of the same people. So who would you say are, you know, some customizers that you look to for your inspiration?
I would, like, for myself, I'd say everybody. Just be, I like, for me, I know I'm just a beginner, and there's a lot of people who have been around for a while, and even people who are, like, really new. Like, some of the new customizers that have been showing up on the yards, there's just some really talented people, and I would say anytime I'm, like, just surfing the forums trying to find somebody, you know, or someone to at least reach out to put together one of my videos, I'm just really impressed by everybody that I come across. So I wouldn't, you know, I would say there's always someone out there that inspires.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I'm always, there's always someone new. Like, for instance, I'll give you an example. About, I think maybe 3 weeks ago or a month ago, Ironhide showed up on Imperial Shipyards, and he does Clone Wars customs primarily, like myself. Right now I do primarily Clone Wars customs, and he had just some things that, like, you know, were like that Galactic Marine custom that he did was just kind of like a no-brainer. It's almost like, oh yeah, that makes complete sense. Why didn't I think of that? And then you go and I looked on there and I saw that Wraith9 had posted on there, oh, you've been one of my inspirations. And I was like, oh, so, you know, obviously this guy's been around for a while because Wraith9's been around for a while. And it's just like, just as, you know, the minute you think you've seen everything, someone new pops up on there, and it may be someone who's never done customs before, and it may be someone that's been out there for a real long time, and you just haven't run into them on the internet yet because the internet's so huge, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Chad, I just want to say I really love that clone you did with the eyeball on the helmet.
Oh, yeah. His name is Eyeball.
You did two of them so far, but those are so cool.
Yeah, well, you know, I really, obviously you can tell that I'm a real big fan of ARC Troopers, and I just wanted to do, like, a crazy, like, you know, just, you know, usually you see the ARC Troopers, they're just, like, one color and everything, and I was like, oh, forget that, they're ARC Troopers, they can paint their armor however they want, you know? And
that was awesome.
Thanks, man, I appreciate that.
Remember how Kessel Run Review said he'll be leaving clankers behind wherever he goes.
Yeah, well,
you know, in my Star Wars drawings, that little part, that little frog in that thing underwater with Vixie and Ariana in the black underwater suit? Well, have you ever seen that drawing in my Star Wars drawings?
Who are
it's
you?
It's like this little froggy swimming in the water with this little microphone in his helmet. I named him Mo because he's so mellow.
That's a great name. I haven't seen any of your Star Wars drawings, Elias, but now that I know about them, I'm definitely going to go and check them out.
Do you remember when I like put him in that other drawing where he's like not wearing his helmet?
You didn't see your drawings. Are you listening?
Hey!
Well, it's good to listen to people.
I'm pretty sure I've liked this nice there was drawings.
Chad already said he didn't.
Yeah, what? I haven't seen him.
He's saying he will, but he hasn't.
I'm definitely going to check him out.
Cousins for the KidDoubleXPot.com, and you'll find if there's like this frog character I named Mo.
Mo.
Besides, he's really mellow.
And how do you spell Mo? How do you spell that?
M-O-M-O.
Oh, all right. Very good. Well, now I know I can find him now.
Elias, can I ask you another question?
Yes.
How popular would you say Star Wars is at school? Do you talk about Star Wars a lot, or you try
mostly my class is interested in Star Wars, but Cammy and Elizabeth don't care.
Well, you hear it there, folks. It seems like we're about half and half, I think.
Yeah, that's a
good one. But my class has 20 kids, minus two about Star Wars. Most of it.
So 18 out of 20 like it?
Yep. 18 what? Out of 20 like Star Wars in my room. Mostly all the other kids like Star Wars.
Well,
and there's
good.
More boys than girls in the school, I know that.
Who's your favorite customizer, though? Who do you
look for? I would really say my favorite customizer is, I should probably say, Sean.
Oh, really? Imperial.
Sean, Imperial Shipyards.
You hear that, Chad?
I heard that. He likes you.
Well, I think he has very good taste.
I'm sure.
I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, out loud. It's so nice to hear our favorite movie and our, you know, one of our favorite hobbies, you know, talked about by someone Elias's age. I mean, have you guys ever wondered, you know, what our youngsters are thinking about our hobby? And it's like sometimes whenever, you know, I deal with kids myself and talk about Star Wars, and you know, some of them think it's really cool, and some's like, oh, Star Wars, how old are you?
Yeah. Well, you know, coming from my side, Sean, and you know, I deal with kids too on a daily basis, and I can tell you that, and I deal with them more on, you know, Elias's age, and I can tell you Star Wars is where it's at. Whether you're a girl or a boy, there's very few that actually, kids that I've talked to that say that they dislike Star Wars. They may not like be their thing, but they definitely, they like something about it. There's always something in there that they like. And I found probably out of all the kids that I've talked to about Star Wars, the one character that all of them like is R2-D2.
Yeah, they do seem to know him, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember when Elias first started getting into Star Wars, he was really into the droids.
Yeah, and for some reason it's R2. They especially like R2, and I just think it's just something about the character, how he, even though he doesn't speak or he's not even human, he still displays bravery and integrity and even a sense of honor in a way and loyalty. I
did a paper on him in college.
Oh, wow, did you? Oh, that's a whole nother show right there, Brian.
Yeah.
Well, I know that one of the neatest things that I saw while I was at Celebration 5 in Orlando this past summer was the astromech builders and the astromech room. And one of the neatest things was, you know, toward, I think it was the last day that Fatty and I were there, and they put all of them on display together. And I'm pretty sure I have some video of that somewhere. If not, I'll try to get it up on our YouTube channel. But some of those guys and just the effort that they put into those astromechs. And then, you know, we have like customizers like Wraith9 who, you know, specialize in, you know, painting those small details on astromechs. It's really cool. Matter of fact, I'm just getting a message from Wraith9 now. He has two things. First off is, okay, how much did you pay him? I guess he's talking about Elias. And the next thing he's asking about, yay, Astromax, okay. So we definitely have Wraith9 listening to us. It's definitely nice. Pretty late.
Who's talking about Astromax? I think I'm gonna kiss R2-KT. She's so beautiful in a pink way.
Yeah. Yep. I hope she sells on eBay so Eli gets some more toys.
Yep. Well, yeah, Brian and Elias, I just want to let you know that we're almost to our time here because we usually try to keep our shows at about an hour, but we did have one final question that I wanted to ask you, and I think it's an important one, and Sean kind of touched on it a little bit on a more specific realm, but I would just say to you, what in general would you like to say to young customizers listening?
I really want to say, like, people that usually kids that aren't customizers, maybe should tell them maybe you should start customizing and I can start showing to you what it is, can really start getting into it, and then they'll start doing it and they really feel good, and then all the kids have something fun to do if they get extras of their toys. Like, they can start customizing anything. Like if they get an extra toy and they don't know what to do with it, like the extra of someone else, like they don't know what to do with it, you know, they would just, like, and then I come along and tell them maybe they should customize it.
And you're going to show them how to do it, right, Elias?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I can do it right in front of them.
Well, there you go. Alrighty, and Brian, how about you?
For me, I would just say just practice. Like, the more you practice, the better you'll get. And just keep pushing yourself to work outside your comfort zone. Like, if you're comfortable doing kit bashes, you know, try to work your way into other areas, just so you don't get bored with anything. And, you know, just always try and push yourself to grow as a customizer as you go. And, you know, I guess don't beat yourself up if you don't get the results that you want. Just, like, take it as a learning experience for the next one.
Very cool. All right, well, that was my last question. And, Sean, did you have any final things or thoughts that you wanted to bring up at the end of our show?
Well, I just wanted to thank, you know, both Darth Daddy Brian and Elias for giving us some of their time and talking about their customizing and their blog spot and, you know, helping us enjoy our hobby. And I think the main message that I'm hearing from them is it's just fun.
Agreed.
I like that.
I know. I'm really talking about maybe we should have some free time to talk about our customs and stuff.
We just did. Yeah. Thank you for having us on.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and we'll definitely have to have you guys back on again sometime.
That would be nice.
I know, because we only asked 20 questions. Next time we'll be 20 again.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for us tonight, folks. If you want to contact Tamer, you can find them at... Where is that again, Tamer?
Tamer at imperialshipyards.net.
All right, and if you want to contact myself, Lucas Clones, you can contact me at chad.cafnpodcast@yahoo.com. And that's going to do it for our show. So... once again, thank you guys for coming on, and we will see you guys next time. May the Force be with you.
Thanks so much. May the Force be with you, too.
You have just listened to Custom Action Figure News, a podcast by Lucas Clones and Tamer. Previous casts can be found by hitting the Custom Action Figure News button on the main page of ImperialShipyards.net or by visiting LucasClonesCustoms.blogspot.com. Let us know what you think or send in your burning question via email to chad.cafnpodcast@yahoo.com or tamer@ImperialShipyards.net. You could hear your email on the next cast. Custom Action Figure News is neither affiliated with, sponsored, nor endorsed by Lucasfilm or Star Wars, which are trademarks of their respective companies. Stay tuned for the next cast of Custom Action Figure News, dedicated to spreading the good news of customizing to the fans, by the fans, and for the fans.
Mm-hmm.